Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything at all, whatever is on your mind. The telephone number for you to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. The last thing we talked about was these ridiculous vaccine passports that look like they're now going to be required for things like NFL games. We'll see how it all plays out. So far, the report was just one team, but we know how these things go. One state does a thing, and monkey see, monkey do, and all the other states follow suit right behind them, and before you know it, that's just how it is. Creating a caste system right in front of your very eyes. But we're going to switch gears. I've got an opinion piece out of the Chicago Tribune, and we've discussed this a bit on Free Talk Live before, but this is worthy of bringing up. Police deception during interrogations too often leads to false confessions. Ban the tactic.
I thought it was already illegal, but that's in every other country.
Right. This is written by Laura Neureiter, Rebecca Brown, and Lauren Caseberg. It's from the Chicago Tribune, April 14th. In 2003, a little-known Illinois state senator named Barack Obama sponsored first-of-its-kind legislation aimed at addressing the problem of false confessions, one of the leading causes of wrongful convictions. The new law required certain custodial interrogations to be electronically recorded so that judges and juries could glimpse inside the interrogation room and see for themselves how police obtained their confessions from both the guilty and the innocent. Thanks to this simple but revolutionary law, lawyers and researchers now better understand why, to date, hundreds of people around the country are known to have confessed to crimes they didn't commit.
Yeah, like there's evidence in many of those cases that that person could not possibly have committed the crime. That's why we know, you know, because sometimes evidence comes out later, like, you know, there is video that wasn't known about at an earlier point, and it gets revealed that, oh, there's video. That person could not possibly have murdered, you know, so-and-so, because the time that they were murdered was a time in which they're on video somewhere else.
Specifically to your point, the videotapes made in these cases revealed officers using deceptive but legal interrogation techniques that can mislead even innocent suspects into believing that confessing is in their best interest.
Oh my God, don't talk to the police.
Yep, they will lie to you to get you to plead guilty.
Yes. Not only, so it's illegal for you to lie to them, but it's completely legal.
It's illegal, to lie to the feds, the FBI, but not. I don't think that's state level.
Mm.
But it might be depending on the state, too.
But it is completely legal for them to lie to you.
Yeah.
At all levels.
But it's not illegal for you to just close your mouth and say nothing.
Right. Invoke your right to remain silent. You know, request a lawyer.
Yeah, there have been studies done to ask the question, you know, okay, well, let's say everybody doesn't talk. Has there ever been a case where a person would have been better off if they just went ahead and talked? And a whole bunch of lawyers got together and reviewed a whole bunch of cases. Yeah. They couldn't find one single case where the victim or the accused would have been better off having talked.
Just because you're innocent doesn't mean they won't prove you guilty.
Right.
They'll take whatever you say and, like, chop it up. I mean, they sometimes just completely lie, which is why, honestly, I think that you should say something like, I don't want to be interviewed any type of way that's not recorded, and then say nothing else.
Yeah, there's various ways they will manipulate what happens. Like even like on the scene of a crime, they will say things like, you know, he came at me as if to, you know, hurt me or kill me or whatever. And yet, like, that didn't even happen. But because the way they phrase it is as if, it doesn't matter that you didn't say anything or even do anything.
Consider the case of Trayvon Y. of St. Clair County, Illinois. In 2013, Trayvon was a 17-year-old black teenager with no criminal history, but with developmental disabilities that rendered his mental functioning akin to that of a much younger child. After a tipster implicated somebody named Trayvon in a local armed robbery, police brought Trayvon Y. in for questioning. The ensuing hours-long interrogation was captured on tape, and what the tape shows is disturbing. Even though Trayvon tearfully asserted his innocence more than 35 times, detectives relentlessly insisted that they knew he was involved. At least 40 times they falsely told Trayvon that witnesses had identified him as the perpetrator. He was trapped, the police insisted, and the only way out was to confess. Indeed, the investigators falsely promised that if Trayvon confessed, he would be viewed as just a young kid who made a bad decision and avoid incarceration.
That's a lie.
Yeah, all the way around. All of that, lies. Relying on his interrogator's assurances, Trayvon agreed to confess and repeated the story officers fed him about the crime.
That's disgusting. You're not a human. Like, you don't deserve to have human rights if you're the person who will take that job and do that to somebody.
You know, the crazy thing is, it shouldn't be you have a right to a lawyer. It should be mandated that you have a lawyer before you get interrogated by police. Because otherwise, you know, you're just... I mean, they're literally, like, basically getting you to, or forcing you to confess to stuff that you just didn't do in most cases.
They don't even have to do all that. They can just put you in a room with no recording device and then say you said something that you didn't say.
Trayvon then spent 9 months in jail facing the possibility of a decades-long armed robbery sentence before prosecutors watched his interrogation video, realized his confession was false, and dropped the case.
Wow, that sounds like something that never happens. I wonder why they didn't continue to prosecute him. Because prosecutors will have... They do not. I can't even imagine a situation they wouldn't proceed with prosecuting somebody who was innocent. I mean, this is just, they basically, the way the system works is the prosecutors basically, they get political points for every time they get a conviction. So they don't want to drop cases. They don't
want
to lose. They
want that check mark because they want to look good at the end of the year.
Right. It's, you know, it's how they, you know, basically move up the ladder, you know, politically and, you know, in their careers is by gaining convictions. So
that's disgusting. That's another reason the system is just so flawed. Like, there shouldn't be an incentive for somebody to find somebody guilty of something. It should just be the truth and nothing else.
But that's not how it works in the real world, unfortunately.
Yeah, disgusting, broken system.
It is disgusting. It's broken by design, though. It's not broken because somebody tried to make it into a thing that would be correct. That's not true. That's not how it happened. It is broken by design.
I agree.
Yeah.
And Trayvon is hardly alone. Illinois has been home to more than 100 false confessions across the state. Tragic miscarriages of justice that have sent the most unlucky false confessors to prison for life. And Illinois isn't alone either. False confessions are a national problem that have prompted to date more than half of the states to require at least some interrogations to be electronically recorded. Indeed, readers will remember several false confessions that have become notorious through media coverage, such as that of Wisconsin's 16-year-old Brandon Dassey. Brendan's halting confession to murder, the product of a deceptive interrogation and widely understood to be false, disturbed audiences and inspired reform across the globe after his interrogation videotape was shown in the hit Netflix series Making a Murderer. Tragically, Dassey still remains in prison in part because the courts that held the deceptive interrogation tactics used against him were not clearly illegal at the time.
If he's innocent, release him.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for listening tonight, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. If you'd like to join us on air, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2021. It's coming up pretty quick, really. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 5. We're giving it a number. It's ForkFest V. Is it Roman numerals? No. ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and that no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there and through the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. Bonnie, have you been to a Fork Fest?
I've never been to a Fork or Pork Fest or even New Hampshire in the summer, so I'm pretty excited.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's really coming along, too. There's a lot of people that have gotten campsites. Not everybody's actually has actually identified what campsite they're on.
Sure.
But if you go to ForkFest.com, that is another site that's operated by another party, basically, because it's decentralized. There's not an official site. But you can actually see where people are camping, basically. So you can join the party, or you can kind of get a little bit further away if you want.
Oh, that's very cool.
So, yeah, definitely check that out. ForkFest.com as well.
I love what these decentralized things that people come up with, their own tools and their own methods of communicating things to everybody. And it just turns out really cool.
It is. There's also a mailing list, too, and it's actually linked from ForkFest.party. But that's actually run by another party, another individual. It's actually myself who runs that mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people on it, and there's going to be a newsletter going out to remind people ForkFest is coming up and give you a little bit of an update as to, you know, what's being planned, you know, what the rumor is that's spread, because there's nothing official about anything. So, you know, it's basically, it is what people make of it. So there is basically nothing but rumor.
If we can tell anything from the Pork Fest ticket sales, they've been having the fastest record-selling tickets ever, and it's the week before Fork Fest, so.
So I can give people a little bit of information as far as, you know, Fork Fest is concerned. Fork Fest has got about twice as many people on the mailing list as last year. There's a Telegram group as well, and I believe we've got about twice as many people on that as well. I think we had about 100 last year, and this year we have 200. So, you know, the event is absolutely nice. Growing, and I do anticipate, you know, a lot of people showing up for it this year.
It is a party in a campground, and it's also family friendly. So, you know, depending on what you're into and what you want to do, it is what you make of it, but it is a really good time.
It is.
And being around a bunch of other freedom-loving people, you know, around Independence Day, to me, nothing, I mean, that just sings to me. It speaks to my soul.
Right. There are some events that are going to be going on. I hear Cop Block is coming back this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, Cop Block. There'll be merchandise there. One vendor is planning to do that.
I'm told Space Disco will be a thing again.
Oh, is it? I didn't even know about that.
That's what I've heard the rumor.
I know, I think it's DJ Lightspeed has announced that there's going to be a couple of events in the domes.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, is the domes events.
It might be. Yeah. There's going to be a Crypto 6 fundraiser benefit for that. So it's as I understand it, I think it's like a little party, or maybe not a little party, a big party, maybe. Whatever can fit in the dome area. And this is a big dome, I believe.
Yeah.
So it actually can fit quite a few people. So definitely come check that out. There's all sorts of updates you can get, actually. So go join, if you can, join the Telegram group. there is a link at forkfest.party, but there's also, if you get on the mailing list soon enough, there'll be more information about the various things going on this summer at ForkFest.
I'm stoked. I'm totally stoked. We've been talking about this op-ed piece from the Chicago Tribune. It says, police deception during interrogations too often leads to false confessions. Ban the tactic. And, of course, they've described a couple of different cases out of Illinois where these confessions are elicited by police officers repeatedly lying to people and saying that it's in their best interest for them to just go ahead and confess to the story that they're feeding them. And it wasn't until some of these interactions started being recorded that some of this was being found out and these false confessions had a little bit of light shed on them. The article continues, now a new wave of leaders is taking further action to prevent false confessions. Recently, Illinois State Senator Robert Peters introduced Senate Bill 2122, which embodies the next generation of confession reform. It bans the use of deceptive interrogation tactics against juveniles like Trevon. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox is in support of that legislation, an unprecedented and welcome action from a prosecutor. Yeah, that's what you were saying, Chris. Like, you know, it's not very often a prosecutor gets on board with something like this because they want to see those stats. They want to prosecute as many cases as possible.
Absolutely.
I feel like in that case, it would have just, like, the bad would have outweighed the good at how bad it would make them look to make a, you know, disabled teenager who has, like, the mental capacity of, like, a young child do that. I mean, it's different than just, like, a grown man they did it to.
Yeah, I mean, prosecutors will drop cases occasionally if they think it's going to, you know, things are not going to go well for them in court. We've seen that happen, you know, time and time again here in recent years in Keene, actually, over things that, you know, they didn't want to risk losing over effectively,
yeah.
Even though, you know, the chances are they would win, but there was always that risk of losing. And so they know if they prosecute enough cases, you know, they're going to have a higher loss ratio than if most of the cases they just get to plead out. So if they know that you're not going to plead out, then they don't want that case going to court because they could lose.
Well, the Illinois State Criminal Law Committee approved the bill Tuesday, meaning that the full Illinois Senate will soon consider it. On the national scene, Oregon State Senator Chris Gorsuch, a former law enforcement officer, and New York State Senator Zelnor Myrie, both Democrats, introduced similar legislation earlier this year. Importantly, these lawmakers are working hand-in-hand with law enforcement to make these changes a reality. These bills follow long-standing recommendations of groups such as the International Association of the Chiefs of Police, which has discouraged the use of deception during juvenile interrogations. The fact that there's even deception during interrogations should be disturbing.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More free talk line.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire, and the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left eight people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News. Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune, and so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen. Listen to Free Talk Live. The number in the studio is 603-283-6160. We've got a couple callers holding. We'll get to you in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I want to say thank you to Syracuse Joe. He is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? And ask you might. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, you can find out all about the amplifier program. We only ask for $5 a month, but you can give more. There's different levels, obviously. Syracuse Joe is at the silver level. What this money goes to is to help get this particular program onto more radio stations. We're on around 200 or so stations right now. We could be around 225. We could be 250, maybe even 300. It's all up to you. If you enjoy this program, which I believe is unique in its perspective from freedom, if you enjoy this program, the hosts, the content we bring, all of that kind of stuff, please consider becoming an amplifier and helping us get onto more radio stations over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Syracuse Joe. Your contribution is appreciated. All right, let's go first to, we have Connie calling. Connie, you're on Free Talk Live. You had a question for the hosts.
I'd like to know if you've ever had a UFO experience or a paranormal experience.
Oh, those could be two different things. It's a great question.
I have one I can tell you about.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
And I know that this is going to sound really crazy, but I really don't care. Like, I saw it with my own eyes. I lived in a little community being built in outside of San Antonio, Texas, in Cipolo, Texas, and the field across from my house is now like a bunch of houses, but it was being built at the time. And I saw something dancing in the field across the street. I was just sitting up, waking up for the first time in the morning. And I looked out my window. I see something dancing in the field, and I was like, what the heck? So I watched it for a good few minutes, and
it
was
getting
closer. Did it
seem like a figure, like a human or something?
It was human-ish, but it was getting closer. And as it got closer, I realized it had the top body of a human, the bottom body of, like, a goat. And then it got to the street, turned into, like, a worker on the houses, and walked up the street. And I ran downstairs and, like, screamed to my parents.
And about how old were you?
I was 15.
Wow.
Well, I had an experience. My mother and I had went to pick up some food for dinner, and my dad was at home. Mm-hmm. We parked in the back driveway, and we look up, and we see some type of, I think it's a vehicle, a UFO, but it was standing completely still over the house. And see, my dad believed in all that kind of stuff, but anyway, it was so scary. I started crying, you know, and I couldn't believe it. I was just terrified. And when we started walking to the house, it took off in a split second and disappeared. Then when we got inside, we told my dad, and he didn't believe us.
Uh-huh. How old were you, Connie, when that happened?
I was about 20.
Interesting.
Was this in the 70s? Was this in the 70s?
Who was in the 70s?
No. Was this in the 70s when this happened?
Oh, yes, it was.
What makes you ask that, Chris?
Were you by chance on psychedelics?
No, I don't do drugs. I just went with my mom to pick up a pizza. But see, I'm glad I had a witness because we both were sitting there looking at, you know, just terrified and... I said, I'm glad I got a witness here. She goes, me too.
Don't worry.
But then my dad, it was weird, but I mean,
somebody had to
ask.
It
was interesting.
I was going to say, don't worry, there's people like Chris are a dime a dozen that won't believe you, but there are people like me, and I have other friends who have had experiences
I'm not saying I don't believe her.
Oh. Chris, have you never had one?
What I'm saying is, sometimes things aren't as they appear.
She asked you a question.
Not that I would say is, like, real.
So you've never
You can see this because it was light and it was just hovering over the house.
I can say that I certainly have seen things that seemed to me at the time like they were out of, you know, out of beyond reality. But that's also why I was like, oh yeah, that can't be real.
But you decided it couldn't be real. Like that's probably keeping you from seeing things. I believe.
No,
it was
not
definitely
necessarily be real.
We both saw it and. My mother and I are not liars, but she's passed away now, but I could even tell you one better than that, but you probably wouldn't believe it.
Well, I was going to say, is this the only time something like this has happened to you?
No, when my mother was about, I think she was in the second grade, her and her brother were walking home from school. Well, a vehicle, now my mother, she was born in 1939, so she was, you know, way back when.
Okay.
But anyway, she said that there was a vehicle that come out of down in front of them and says, come on, I want to show you something. And so they both went in, and the person in there told my mother and showed her pictures. And at the time, there were no such thing as incubators for babies. Right? That's how long ago that was. Anyway, it told her that that's how they would do babies in the future. They would not have any parents. They would be reared in these incubators. And they said, well, we're going to let you go now, but you won't remember any of this. And my mother said, oh, yes, I will. My mother was a very independent you know, person. Anyway, her brother didn't remember it, but she remembered it, and she told me, and it gave me chills, but she remembered it.
Wow.
And they didn't have incubators back then, so how would she know about it?
Wow.
That's a great point, and thank you for the call tonight, Connie. We appreciate that.
Excellent call. I love it.
We get all types on Free Talk Live.
I have seen things that I cannot explain in the sky. Now, unidentified flying objects, does that particular definition fit? It does, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I believe I saw, like, alien spacecraft.
Yeah, exactly. And you can remember something that didn't happen, too, right? Like there's all sorts of things that the mind can create that just were false. I mean, they call them false memories.
Yes. So. Well, and also there's things too that happen to you if you deprive yourself of, I don't know, like sleep, for example. Right?
Yeah.
Your brain, you know, becomes delirious in a way that it starts feeding you visions that are not exactly, you know, what is accurate.
Yeah, you can get physical ailments, too, like nerve issues from a lack of sleep. I actually had that happen to me where I had a serious nerve issue of some kind that was the direct result of a really messed up sleep schedule, basically, over, you know, maybe a year's or couple of years, and it just eventually it got to me because I was working so hard and not sleeping, and it was terrible. But
that
yeah,
sucks.
So.
Yeah. Ian didn't sleep for like 4 days in like 2010 or something like that, and he said his dreams were just like blending with reality, and his friends had to like hold him down and force him to fall asleep.
Wow.
Crazy.
I know that's, you know, having been ill recently, I had what I would refer to as moments of delirium where I had a bit of a thought process going on in my head, and I at some point had picked up my phone and was about to like group text one of our chats and say something like, everybody else is waiting on this too, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but I didn't actually send that message, and I'm glad I didn't, because everybody would have been, what the heck are you talking about, Captain? What's going on? Are you okay? Like, no, I'm just having a moment of delirium. It was what I call a fever event while I had the COVID, where I was, you know, sweating profusely and, you know, my body's trying to burn the thing away. So 603-283-6160, more of your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I just want to finish up the last bit on this article from the Chicago Tribune talking about, well, when cops lie to gain false confessions. Decades of research and experience have shown that deceptive tactics like those used on Trayvon are particular risk factors for false confessions. These states are well positioned to lead on interrogation reform. Between New York and Illinois alone, nearly 150 innocent people have been wrongly convicted of crimes they did not commit based on false confessions. Now, you do the math, extrapolate that to, you know, the rest of the 50 states. New York's most notorious case, of course, is the Central Park Five, now known as the Exonerated Five. Illinois is home not only to Trayvon, but also the Englewood Four, the Marquette Park Four, the Dixmoor Five, the Uptown Seven, and many others. It's well past time to stop these numbers from continuing to add up. Banning deception in the interrogation room is the best way to do just that. So, stifling stuff, really. Like, the fact that people coerce other people into giving a false confession that leads to themselves going to jail.
You know, it seems like the crime, you know, here is what the police are doing to get people to confess to crimes they didn't commit.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, for worthless fiat dollars. That's why they're doing this.
They're doing it for a paycheck. I mean, that should outrage every, you know, every person with even a little bit of humanity in them.
Yep.
Agreed. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have David calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm here for inmate visiting hours.
Well, you can we can relay a message. So if you have a message for either Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, or Ian Freeman, they are likely listening to you over the airwaves on a radio right this moment.
Okay. And, first of all, let me throw in that that since it's coming up April 25th, Sunday, April 25th, Parental Alienation Awareness Day worldwide, it's the 15th annual, I believe it is. So, because nobody knows about it. Nobody knows that your government is trafficking children in that manner and that evil parents are, with the assistance of your government, are trafficking their children out of the lives of the other parents.
Is there a website for that, David?
Yeah, there's many, 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 many different ones, not just one.
One off the top of your head.
All you got to do is just Google parental alienation, and it will all come up. There will be a never-ending amount of material and sites to go to, whichever one catches your eye. They're all related, and they're all talking about the figure. You had one ready
and, you know, able to be pulled out of the holster at a moment's notice.
That's okay. You seem to be marketing this pretty well. It's time to get a website, I think.
Well, there's already hundreds of websites. Pick one and tell us about it.
I don't think it's that important. He's not the organizer of this, but it's important to spread the awareness. I agree.
Yeah, it does seem like an important issue. That's why I'm saying find a website and spread the message.
Yeah, well, there's many, and I'll give you one. There's, if you go to Facebook, there's a Facebook group with 680-some thousand likes, and it's entitled Fathers' Rights Movement. So there's almost a million people there, that's one to start with.
So I'm familiar with an organization, probably mid to late 70s out of the, we'll call it the Seattle area. I call it the FRO, or the Fathers' Rights Organization, FRO. It was a part of exactly the kind of thing you're talking about.
Right. And also, quick interjection, I've had the lack of sleep hallucination, and it was literally real.
Delirium?
Delirium, yeah. It was real.
Tell us about your delirium, David.
Well, I had the only drug involved was caffeine to keep me awake. I had driven nonstop, other than for gas, and from Minneapolis to Seattle area, nonstop.
I've made that.
And coming down out of the Cascades into the Seattle area, I was driving a car, and then all of a sudden, I wasn't driving a car. I was driving a three-wheeler.
That's time to pull over.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Are you sure a wheel just didn't fall off your car or something?
It could have, man. I don't know. But I was convinced I was driving a three-wheeler.
Wow.
Wow.
And, yeah. So.
What's your message for Ian and Nobody?
Yeah, what's your message for the guys who are listening in Merrimack County Jail right now?
Ian. How you doing? And Nobody, how you doing? I wanted to know, I've been trying to use your radio station for years to whatever degree I could get some assistance with what I just put out there, that parental alienation stuff. I wanted to know you have this resource at your fingertips more than anybody, and it occurred to me to use it, so it must occur to you guys to use it. So how would you like to use your radio station to assist? Your radio program, I mean.
TheCrypto6.com. Go and make a financial contribution if you can. It'll help with the case against, fighting the state, basically, on issues regarding cryptocurrency and their attempts to criminalize its usage.
With those specific six people.
Yeah. So that's donations. So you're asking for donations. That's one way. So in addition to asking for donations, what are the other ways you can use your radio program to assist?
Well, we can take calls from chronic callers on a nightly basis.
That's two. The second one isn't all that helpful. So what else can you do? And I'm literally asking Ian and Nobody, because they've already thought about it. So, and I hear you promoting the Crypto 6 website and asking for donations, and that's a good idea and valid. But there's probably a lot more you can do for the cause, your own cause.
I just want to be clear here, David. Make sure that you're not currently in a state of delirium. The messaging here is working one direction. That is, you're speaking to either Ian or nobody or both. They are listening,
yeah,
but they are not able to respond to you in real time.
Yeah, I am from the future. I can hear them in the future.
Oh, well, I can tell you one thing is I've been doing interviews. I mean, I was on Adam versus the Man yesterday. The first article we read today was from the Crypto Beat. I did an article with them. I did an interview with some keen people that suck. I don't even want to say their name.
Okay.
Hey.
Wait, no, not you. I was also on Freedom to Crypto. But I
was going to say, that was the first interview you did after that, right? After the raid?
No, I'll just say it was the Keen Sentinel.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. Enough. We appreciate it.
That was an interesting call.
Sometimes these calls go one way, sometimes they go another way, and sometimes they go in a completely different direction than you even expected.
Yeah, Fridays are a interesting night, as we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
I hope he pulled over once that started happening to his car.
I have experienced driving delirium. I was driving the exact drive that David was talking about. I was driving from Minneapolis to Seattle. I went the north route, which means I went through, I believe, North Dakota or South Dakota. I don't remember which ones. Which ones got the Badlands? South Dakota? So I was driving through South Dakota. Driving through South Dakota, and it was dark, and I needed sleep really badly, and it's not well lit at all. It's just dark nothingness for miles and miles and miles. And so, like, I started seeing mirages at the end of the headlights, you know, because your headlights only illuminate so far down the road. And so at the wherever the lights hit the darkness, I started seeing mirages of things and animals and that just never actually got any closer. But I would just see that, you know, off in that little area, the penumbra, if you will, where the light and the dark, you know, matched up. And so I eventually did find a wayside and pulled over and got myself a nap.
Now the question is, was it a real wayside?
Well, we don't know. I did not bump into Rod Serling, so I can feel pretty confident it was not an episode of The Twilight Zone. But who knows? Who knows? This has been Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here 7 nights a week. You can find the archives at freetalklive.com. 7 to 10 p.m., 7 days. Thanks for listening. Peace.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.